Blankets of Snow and Fabric, written by 42 Do Not Panic, and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton. This is part two of the Cold Weather and Soft Blankets series. Snow was lying thick and heavy over the land. Iowa was buried deep under a blanket of cold and white, and if summer weren't going to start unexpectedly, it wouldn't vanish for at least a few more weeks. Bucky wasn't a fan. Clint, however, had been over the moon excited, even before they made it on the Quinjet they were borrowing for their holiday. Snow! Clint giggled like a child on Christmas, even if Christmas was officially over by now, and Clint was far from being a child. He pointed towards the window, out at the fields beyond the old farm, an old, mostly no longer used shield safe house, and also a building that used to belong to Clint's family before he left it to the agency many years ago. Yes, Bucky chuckled. It's been there for quite a while, you know. But, Clint sputtered, then pointed at the window again with more emphasis. Look at it! I'm looking, Bucky laughed. He got up and walked the last few steps to where Clint was standing. Both men were still in their pajamas, but while that meant a matching set made of heavy flannel, thick wool socks, and a knit blanket slung around his shoulder, Clint was wearing his usual ragged t-shirt and boxers and, for reasons Bucky couldn't comprehend, just one sock with a hole at the big toe. Bucky rested his hands on Clint's waist, studying Clint as he craned his neck just a little, and kept looking out of the window over Bucky's shoulder. Clinton, Bucky said, softly squeezing his boyfriend's sides to make him squirm a little and force Clint to look at him. It's not going to go away if you have a cup of coffee with me. We can even sit at the window, and you can keep looking at the snow. But, Clint complained, pouting for a moment. The forecast says it's supposed to snow again later, Bucky told him. Thick, heavy flakes that stick in your hair and tickle your skin, just a little. Really? Clint's eyes grew impossibly wider. His eyebrows were disappearing into his hairline, and he started bouncing on the balls of his feet and stimming excitedly. Really? Bucky hummed, slowly pulling Clint closer and wrapping himself around his boyfriend's warmth. But right now I want a cuddle, and I want coffee and warm blankets. It took another second before Clint managed to peel his eyes off the scene outside the farmhouse, but he managed. He rubbed his hands together for a moment to make sure they were warm, then softly cupped Bucky's face and rested their foreheads together. All right, he muttered, softly touching Bucky's nose with his own. Warm blankets, a cup of coffee or two, and cuddles. Because you're amazing and you deserve all the warm things in the world. Like a hot bath in that amazing bathtub, Bucky mused, making Clint chuckle softly. Yeah, he hummed, dropping his arms and slipping them underneath Bucky's so he could get a secure hold on his partner's hips and pick him up easily. Like that. Bucky yelped in surprised excitement, wrapping his arms and legs around Clint and clinging to him with a laugh on his lips. Now, Clint hummed, placing a kiss on Bucky's neck before looking over his shoulder to see where he was going. Blankets, you said. He started walking, a little shaky at first, but quickly catching his balance, and crossed the room. He steered straight for the slightly lofted part of the room, where approximately all the pillows and blankets Bucky could find in the house were forming a nest. Next to the nest, on shelves along one wall, Bucky had stacked up all the books he had brought to Iowa with him, a stockpile of cookies and sweets he had gotten for the holidays, and a free spot for two cups of coffee or tea. Clint carried Bucky the few meters to the island, carefully dropping him into the blanket pile and leaning over him to brush a kiss onto the exact spot on Bucky's neck that always made him squirm and laugh. The archer placed a small hickey there, easily avoiding Bucky's attempts to shove him away, and only letting go when he was happy with his work. Get comfy. I'll make coffee, Clint told him, stealing a kiss from Bucky's lips and softly tucking a strand of hair behind Bucky's ear. You're gorgeous. Bucky blushed, and if he said anything back, Clint didn't catch it. But when he came back with two steaming hot cups of coffee, one with a dash of milk and one with a thick layer of foam, caramel syrup, and a healthy dose of cinnamon, Bucky was already bundled up in the blankets. The former soldier had discarded the heavy and cold metal prosthetic on the ground next to the lofted platform, and the book he had started reading that morning was propped open on a triangular pillow Natasha had gifted him. You nerd, Clint chuckled, placing the cups in their spots on the lowest shelf and finding his way into the blanket pile so he could wrap himself around his partner. I love you so much, Bucky Barnes. Bucky leaned into Clint's touch and his warmth, humming, a sound almost akin to a purr that vibrated through Clint's body where they touched. Without having to mention it, Clint slipped his hearing aids off his ears, swapped them for his mug, and let his gaze wander back out the window and to the snow-covered landscape. They spent most of the morning like that, snuggled up and warm, a fire burning in the fireplace, Bucky with a book, Clint looking out of the window, playing on his phone or working on knitting a pair of socks. Bucky kept telling him that he had more than enough socks, but in the end, he was over the moon every time Clint finished another pair with a new pattern or color. And he knew that Clint enjoyed having something for his hands and mind to do that had nothing at all to do with being a fighter. The only times either of them left the pile of blankets was to use the bathroom, to get more coffee or tea, and when Clint got up to reheat some of the soup Bucky had made the night before. It was only after lunch that Clint started to get antsy and restless again. You know you don't have to stay here with me all day, right? Bucky signed, brushing a kiss on Clint's cheek. I'm not going out in that freezing hellscape, but that doesn't mean you have to stare at it like a caged animal all day, you know? That made Clint laugh. He rolled his eyes and softly shoved Bucky's side. You're soft. I like cuddling with you. We came here for the snow. If we just wanted to cuddle, we could have stayed in New York, Bucky teased. Hey, you made me join you, remember? Clint laughed, throwing himself at Bucky and pushing him to lie on his back. You said, and I quote, I want coffee and blankets. I did say that, Bucky agreed. But I also said that there would be plenty of time to enjoy the snow later. Clint hummed softly. You're saying it's later now? I'm saying you need to go out there and play in the snow or you'll vibrate out of your skin, Clint, Bucky laughed. You sure you won't come with me? Clint asked softly. I promise I'll snuggle you warm and everything. I'd rather not, Bucky sighed. I just don't like snow. Not anymore. We're still going ice skating tomorrow, though, Clint asked, leaning on his elbows so he could brush a kiss on Bucky's forehead. With Clint pressed this closely against him, Bucky couldn't sign, so he just nodded. Promise, he said, making sure to speak clearly. All right, Clint smiled, kissing him. I will find a way to keep myself entertained then. Bucky chuckled, snaking his arm around Clint's back and pulling him in for another kiss. Don't read all your books today. We still have almost a week left, Clint added, kissing Bucky once more before sitting up all the way again. I still got the thing, Bucky chuckled. I could read all the books in the world on that, right? Right, Clint smiled, but you don't like reading ebooks as much as physical books. But I'm not going to stop reading just so I have more books left for the rest of the week, Bucky raised an eyebrow. That makes no sense, Hawkeye. True, Clint laughed. I love you, nerd, he muttered, leaning down for one more kiss before fully getting up. Clint. Bucky caught his wrist, waiting until his boyfriend turned to fully look at him before signing. Put on warm clothes. I don't care that you don't feel cold. It's freezing out there. Yes, sir, Clint rolled his eyes, but there was a fond note to his smile. I grew up here, remember? Yeah, but, Bucky started, but trailed off again. But I'm an idiot, Clint guessed, chuckling when Bucky nodded. Yes, I'll dress warm, I promise. He stole one more kiss from Bucky's lips, then made his way up the stairs to the main bedroom to swap his pajamas for warmer clothes. Dressed in a pair of thick cargo pants that were a part of his uniform, a warm sweater Steve had knit for him, and his own warm socks, he came all but flying back down the stairs again. As predicted, it had started snowing in thick flakes that were landing soundlessly on the already existing blanket that covered the world outside. "Look," he called, skidding around the corner into the bedroom, his wool socks slipping on the worn hardwood floor. "It really is snowing again." "Yeah, I know," Bucky chuckled when Clint located him standing in the kitchen and making more tea. "It's very pretty." "I know what I want to do," Clint announced. "Yeah?" Bucky smiled, fondly watching Clint as his eyes kept darting out the window. This made it hard to have a conversation with him, since Clint had entirely forgotten about the existence of his hearing aids, and he could barely keep his eyes on Bucky long enough to even register a short signed sentence. Still, Bucky couldn't help the childlike glee bleeding into him as well. "What's that?" "Remember that guy I met at the bakery?" Clint asked, bouncing slightly when he couldn't contain his energy anymore. "Yeah, Roy, right?" Bucky tried to remember what Clint had told him the day before. "He's an archer." He was drawing a blank. "Yeah, I've met him a few times when he was still active, but he retired a few years back after a pretty bad relapse. He moved around a bit after he got clean and sober again, but kinda got stuck here of all places." "Seems like this place attracts archers, huh?" Bucky hummed, wrapping his arm around Clint and half burying his face in the soft wool of Clint's sweater. "Yeah," Clint hummed, wrapping his arms around Bucky and nuzzling his face into his boyfriend's hair. He was calming down immediately. His excitement was still there, but feeling Bucky pressed close against him made it easier to regulate and focus. "He's taken over a farm on the other side of the village. He has a small teaching range and some horses." Bucky nodded against his shoulder. "I'm gonna see if he wants to let me take out one of his horses," Clint hummed. Bucky raised his head, frowning softly. Before he could peel his hand off Clint to sign, Clint cut him off. "Bucky, I grew up in Iowa and the Futzing Circus. Of course I know how to ride a horse," Clint glared playfully. "Sorry," Bucky laughed. He brushed a kiss on Clint's jaw, a silent, "Stay safe, please," and then slowly let go. "Want me to bring you anything back from the village?" Clint offered, softly tugging a stubborn strand of hair behind Bucky's ear. Bucky shook his head, then leaned up on his toes to steal a soft kiss. "You want to bring your aids?" "Probably not a bad idea," Clint hummed, "even if I'm not sure how much use they'll be while riding, honestly. Better to bring them anyway, right?" "Yeah," Clint nodded, frowning and trying to remember where he'd put them. Rolling his eyes, Bucky slipped past Clint to grab the small purple devices where they were still lying safely on the shelf next to his blanket nest. He grabbed a small case from the shelf in the kitchen as well and pressed both into Clint's hands. "Don't lose them. Tony will kill you." Clint gave him a matching fond eye roll as he slipped the aids around his ears, then winced slightly as they turned on with a soft shriek of feedback, even in the quiet farmhouse. "I'll do my very best." The end.